Look, we all know the seas around Strandhill are extremely, extremely dangerous, and no amount of signage seems to keep people out of water on a warm summer's day. There is already plans for rock armour to protect the coastline. We feel it'd be really cost beneficial that while the works of rock armour is going on, that a tidal pool could be built behind that. This would be a great way to encourage people into safer waters. It'd work for tourists and residents alike. It works in a lot of surf towns with rough waters. You see in Australia, you see it in Cornwall. So it provides a safe environment, enhancing Strandhill, and also helping with the health and safety and keeping people out of the waters.
Do you find it a bit peculiar that it hasn't been done already?
Yes, I know there was a lot of funding and enthusiasm around an indoor pool in Strandhill in the 90s, and I believe that funding got diverted to Enniscrone Pool at the time. I think it's strange it hasn't been done, but I think we now see very good working models of it. There's one in Belmullet as well that works really well. And I think at a time where we will be looking to protect the coastline, it makes sense to put in a tidal pool now that can be accessed year-round by locals and residents.
You've also said that it would be cost-beneficial as well.
Yes, yeah. Well, as I say, if the rock armour works are going ahead, it can be built behind the rock armour at the high water mark, and it makes a lot of sense to apply for funding. I'm glad the resolution got passed unanimously there in the council chamber. It'd make a lot of sense to apply for and access funding for this while alongside the rock armour funding.